Ypsilanti didn't have no black teachers until, I would say, the 50s. At the high school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what did that make Ypsilanti stand?
That is Lois Cook being interviewed by former Eastern Michigan University professor A.P. Marshall on March 26, 1981. To help preserve African American history, Marshall interviewed dozens of black leaders in Ypsilanti during the 1980s. The Ypsilanti District Library created an online African American oral history archive with six of the interviews so far. Jillian Ream Gainsley is a communication coordinator for the library.
These are folks who were, you know, largely born in the 1890s and 1900. And so they lived through the Depression, through the Civil Rights Movement, through the Jim Crow era. They're people who experienced a lot of what we consider iconic moments in American history. And so seeing those perspectives is really incredible on its own. But then if you think about it in light of, you know, current changes, you know, we're having in some ways a new civil rights movement that's happening right now.
In Washtenaw County, that new movement has a lot to do with the Black Lives Matter campaign, as well as students protesting racist graffiti found at Eastern Michigan University. Students released a video that's almost 6 minutes long on social media expressing how they feel about how EMU's administration is handling the situation. This is what one unidentified student said.
We, the black students of Eastern Michigan University, are disgusted, angry, and hurt by the way we are being dealt with for our justified public expressions. We have done all we can to appeal to the university's formal side of diversity and inclusion.
Jillian says the Ypsilanti District Library is paying close attention to the movement taking place in Washtenaw County.
The library in general is definitely interested in preserving more of the history, but especially history of things that are happening right now. You don't think of it as history, but as, you know, historians often wish that people had realized that this was going to be a historically significant thing and actually made better records of things as they were happening.
Darius Anthony is the only student who identified himself in the video that features several students criticizing EMU. He's the president of Eastern's NAACP chapter and says the university is not doing enough to find those responsible for the graffiti.
A big part of it is them trying to cover themselves, make themselves not look, you know, like they're a bad university. And in the process of doing so, they're hurting the black students.
EMU spokesperson Jeff Larkham says the university continues to investigate the incidents. They're also offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and encourages students to exercise their right to express themselves.
This is a tendency, a trait that has been illustrated time and again on this campus. This year and in the past, and in this past fall, the university worked diligently with our students to manage the variety of protests that occurred on campus, to manage them peacefully.
But Darius believes the university doesn't really pay attention to their messages when they protest.
There's actually a list of demands, I'm not sure if it was in the 70s or the 80s, from black students at EMU, and about five of those demands are the same demands that we have right now.
Some of those demands include hiring more black professors. EMU revealed that 13% of new faculty hired for the fall of 2016 self-identified as black. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.